Thanks for calling customer services. Amber, how may I help you?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was just looking at one of these things where you supposedly won an iPod or iPad or whatever, and there was something about Eat Well on there. And the next thing you know, I did not check it. Don't have any interest in it whatsoever. Next thing you know, I get an email saying, as part of your monthly draw, you receive full access to our premium meal planner app.
Yes, Sam.
What is this about and where is it coming from?
Might I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
77095.
Yes, sir. Your first and last name?
Steve Huffman.
Okay, yes, sir. One moment. Yes, sir. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
15215 New Hastings Drive, Houston, Texas, 77095.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I see where you paid the $7.95 for the shipping and handling, and you enter in our sweepstakes to win a tablet. It enrolled you.
That's not actually true. I paid $7.95 to have that tablet shipped to me that I had already won, according to everything you've got online, which
sir,
I copied.
You haven't won it. It's for the enter into our sweepstakes, sir. That was a $7.95 paid shipping and handling to enter into the sweepstakes. You haven't won the tablet.
That's what it. I've got it printed on my computer that says you won the tablet. Pay this for shipping.
Okay, yes, sir. And also, it enrolled you into one of our Meal Planet apps.
Okay, I have no interest, so cancel my enrollment and cancel these emails.
Yes, sir.
I eat very well. Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me one moment.
And I'll call up my credit card company and cancel this bullshit.
Yes, sir. I have that canceled for you. Would you like your confirmation number?
Can you email it to me?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay.
Sir, and thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.